Unknown 9 Awakening is the action-adventure video game at the heart of the Unknown 9 narrative universe.
Plays her an audacious heroine with the ability to venture into the fold of a mysterious dimension that overlaps our own.
On her quest for powerful hidden knowledge, Haruna, who is portrayed by Anya Chalotra, will learn to master her unique connection to the fold, which allows her to channel its powers into our world, but such power does not go unnoticed.
She quickly becomes a target of the Ascendants, a splinter faction of the secret society known as the Leap Year Society, who want to use the fold to alter the course of human history.
Their confrontation will take them across the word from sands of Mauritania and perilous Indian jungles to the gothic landscapes of Portugal.
Get ready to dive into a mysterious parallel dimension. Unknown 9 Awakening releases on October 18, 2024 for a PS4, PS5, Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and PC.
Pre-order your copy today and learn more about the Unknown 9 universe at unknown9.com/3TG. That's unknown9.com/3TG.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Three Terrible Gamers podcast. This is episode 104, and I'm here with Colin, like always.
Hey guys.
All right, we're going to go over one from last week, and then we'll have a ton of new topics because there was a lot of good topics this week. All right, Game Pass standard players will have to wait up to 1 year to play day one for Ultimate releases.
Which, that don't really surprise me in the grand game of things, because obviously that's Game Pass standard is now basically Xbox Live Gold to the basic T of it,
right?
So you didn't really get any extra perks other than, you know, a free game or two throughout, you know, the month or whatever back then. So it's never been a great tier in the first place. So yeah, I mean, it was to be expected, but that is what it is. But, you know, if you got Ultimate or PC, you get the day one releases, so you pay the extra $5 a month and you get rewarded for it.
Right, but like I get it, you know, it's a lower standard or a lower tier, but really 1 year to wait for day one releases? Like, I understand a couple months maybe, but 1 year? That's crazy. Which it says up to, so they all won't be a year, but up to 1 year, that's crazy. That's a long time. Like, if that's literally all you can afford and you can't upgrade, that kind of sucks.
It does. We could partner with that company that you use for $1 or less a month to get Ultimate. Maybe.
We could. But,
I mean, there is other options to make it cheaper, because, like you said, or like I just mentioned right there. And
yeah, I get it for $9 a month, Ultimate, so instead of 20 now.
So, I mean, there's options to do that. You just got to find the right websites.
Right. And which a lot of people don't like websites like that. They're like, oh, I'll pay the developers, you know, pay the whatever. But, I mean, you don't realize the companies that I'm using pay them up front and then they just give it to us cheaper because they sell more of them, you know, in a bulk kind of way.
I mean, ain't no different than, you know, shopping for gift cards at like a wholesale store, because, you know,
right? They've already paid those.
Yeah.
Like, if you get a gift card for Amazon at, well, you can't actually get a gift card for Amazon at Walmart because they're rivals. But like, you get a Steam card from Walmart. Walmart's already paid Steam for that. Like, you're just paying Walmart back.
Yeah. It works the same way.
Yeah.
Like I said, that way you save money. So, like I said, I don't. Yeah, there is people that don't, you know that, but they should probably listen to this podcast if they want to figure that stuff out.
Exactly.
Spread the word, and we can hook you guys up with the $9 a month website.
Right. But just real quick, users were mostly disappointed by the changes as it included price increases across every tier of the service, which we went over a few weeks ago. It says, and the removal of the popular Xbox Game Pass for console. The console tier has been replaced by the Xbox Game Pass Standard, which is more expensive than the original plan. It was also revealed that the standard tier will no longer include day one releases, but that online play will be added instead. However, since the switch from Xbox Game Pass for console to Xbox Game Pass Standard, players have noticed further changes to Game Pass value. Before this announcement, Game Pass used to add 10 plus new games every month, with just a few of these being day one releases for Xbox Game Pass Ultimate exclusives. There were 8 games added to Game Pass before the price increase announcement on July 10th, and just 3 games were added afterwards, all of which were day one releases and therefore Ultimate and PC exclusive. So yeah, just it does suck, but just think of how much it sucks. It's still better than PS Plus because you have to have a PlayStation to get that, so it could be worse.
Yeah, you can't even do it on PC, which makes absolutely no sense.
Right, exactly. I don't understand why they don't do it. They would make more money. I would buy the subscription if
I would
they had
too.
it. Like, I mean, obviously that's why we get Game Pass, which, you use your Xbox and your TV some too, but me, I don't have an Xbox plugged up in the house. I have my Switch, both my Switches, and then my PC. That's it. So I just get Game Pass for PC.
Yeah, it makes. I mean, PlayStation always wants to whine that Xbox is doing something that they don't like, but they literally have the chance to make even more money than them because there's obviously more PlayStations in the circulation than what there is Xboxes,
Well,
and they
and
don't do anything with it. And then
PlayStation
same thing
arguably has a
with
better library too.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, Xbox has a lot of good exclusives and good games on their Game Pass right now, but I mean, PlayStation has years and years going all the way back to the PS1 worth of good IPs to bring to the service if they would just do it.
But like I said, they want to whine, but they won't do literally what their competitors doing.
Exactly. They just want to complain about it and then have the FTC handle it. Try to, anyway. All right, moving on. Canceled Crash 5 and Spyro crossover details.
News report from historian. From game historian Liam Robertson has dropped over the weekend detailing apparent plans for a Crash Bandicoot 5 and why Activision decided to go a different direction instead. According to the report, the game was being cons I'm not even going to try to pronounce that word this late at night. The game was, up for a future release after Crash 4, but before the Activision Blizzard came together, or Xbox bought them out anyways, said that ultimately Activision wanted more live service projects in the pipeline, leading to the cancellation of Crash 5. When the project was being worked on at developer Toys for Bob, multiple different takes for the next mainline Crash title were being discussed, including one where the series crossed over with Spyro the Dragon. Which I think it goes a little bit deeper than that, especially since how we mentioned, I think it was a few weeks ago, that Toys for Bob is planning on going independent from Activision.
That's what I was thinking. Like, it's probably just because Toys for Bob was leaving Activision, they scrapped the idea, but or maybe it was a mix between all of the stuff going on.
Yeah, I say there's no one direct line to it. Because, I mean, video game can get scrapped for any number of reasons at all. Look at Metroid Prime 4.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not really surprising. And like I said, I think it's more along the line of Toys for Bob is trying to leave Activision, which makes the most sense to me.
Right, and if they leave Activision, I mean, Crash is Activision's IP, so they can't continue to work on it if they leave and go independent, unless they make a deal that they can, you know.
Yeah.
Which I would buy it, you know. So I know there's several others out there that would buy it, so it would sell. It would be a good idea on Activision's part, but...
But Toys for Bob is what Activision is to Microsoft now. It's owned by it.
Yeah. Well, it was.
Was. Now they're separated.
Yeah. Which it has been, I think when we went over them being separated, I think it said that they did already make a deal with Activision to work on a project, but it didn't name what project it was.
Yeah. Which, so, I mean, I have a feeling that probably was it. Then they was like, oh, no, this isn't going to work now.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah, says Crash Bandicoot 5 had two separate concepts in the works prior to its cancellation. The first concept would see Crash return to the Academy of Evil, a famous location from Crash Twinsanity. Those plot elements from Twinsanity would be explored again, per the reveal, with the larger segments of the Academy of Evil serving as a hub world of sorts. The faculty of this nefarious school would be previous Crash villains, and the game would have taken cues from Psychonauts by allowing Crash to explore the innermost turmoil of his enemies via a journey through their minds. And then it goes on to say, eventually though, those ideas expanded greatly and shifted into a potential collaboration with Spyro. In that concept, Uka Uka would be the antagonist, and via an interdimensional portal, the worlds of Crash and Spyro would cross over. The two video game mascots would join forces to take down Uka Uka, with both characters being playable. Additionally, it was revealed that there would be team-up moves such as Crash riding Spyro or Spyro carrying Crash. Apparently, it would have a darker sequel with an emphasis on exploring the lore of both universes. So, like I said, I would definitely buy the crap out of this game. You know, it has two of the, I mean, most popular franchises in gaming history, and I love both of those franchises.
Yeah. And as a kid, you got into those more than what I did as a kid.
Yeah. Which, it actually wouldn't have been the first time Spyro and Crash crossed over, because, you know, they were both early PlayStation mascots, so they were brought up in the same, I don't know, when somebody thought of one, they thought of the other usually. So they had a crossover before. I remember on the Game Boy Advance, there was Spyro Orange and Crash Purple. So obviously their colors switched and there was a crossover. So I did play that, both those games. But
yeah. And then that didn't count all the Happy Meal toys that McDonald's had featuring those two together at the same time.
Right. Exactly. So yeah, just usually when you think of one, you think of the other in some sort of way, even in the back of your mind. But yeah, it's a shame that this was canceled, and hopefully one day they'll bring the ideas back and it'll be a real thing. Hopefully before then, though, I'd like to see Spyro 4. That way they'll just get caught up with Crash 4 before the fifth Crash releases.
Yeah, because that's another thing, too. It always seemed like those games released like within a few months of each other.
Right.
Before in the past.
Yeah, pretty close to each other, yeah.
Like, even the third one for both of them were both pretty close together, at least time-wise.
Yeah. And Crash 4, it released 2020?
I think so.
So it's already been 4 years. That's crazy to think about. But, and then, I mean, there was, we went through rumors of Spyro 4, what, a couple months ago, something like that?
I think so. And then the trilogy for Crash, that's the one it was before. And I think it released like late 2019. So like I said, usually they get released pretty close together.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the Spyro trilogy, it was released soon after that. So I'd like to see a Spyro 4, definitely.
Yeah. So I love how everyone's talking about Crash 5, but we still haven't got the Spyro 4.
Right. Yeah, I think we should get it before we get Crash 5. I mean, if they don't, yeah, I'll definitely take Crash 5, but I'd like to see Spyro 4 first.
Oh, yeah.
All right. GameStop announces launch of new retro GameStop stores.
Yeah. I've done a quick one on this one. So the only thing I got was the consoles that, and consoles and console games that'll be selling.
Okay.
I didn't go any further than that. Because like I said, I literally got home and tried to pinch all these topics in right before Ashton called me to start this thing. So fans of the classic games will be able to purchase classic games for a variety of older video game consoles, including the NES, SNES, Game Boy Advance, Game Boy N64, Nintendo DS, Wii, Wii U, Nintendo GameCube, Xbox, Xbox 360, PS, PS2, PS3, PS Vita, Sega games, Sega Genesis, don't know why they said Sega games, Sega Saturn, and the Sega Dreamcast. Which, I mean, technically, what? All but the Wii U's, and the Wii's considered retro in the 360?
Yeah. Pretty much, but, I mean, it depends who you ask. If you ask the right person, they will say the Wii and Wii U and 360 and PS3 is all retro, but in my opinion, 20 years. So
yeah. Like I said, that's with cars, but apparently in the video game world, it's 15 years, which still that makes the Wii U not eligible.
Right, it came out in 2012.
But yeah. The other one surpasses 15 minus the Wii U.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe the Vita? The Vita was like 2013, wasn't it?
I think 11, maybe? I could be wrong.
Still not 15, though.
No, still not 15, no. Because it came out around the time as the 3DS. I think 3DS was around 2011.
I definitely thought it came out like sophomore year in high school. So, like I said, I was thinking 2013, like the beginning of, well, end of 2013.
It says December 11th, 2011.
You're better than me.
And 3DS was February 26th, 2011. So they're not opening up new stores. It's just current stores will be getting the retro games and retro consoles in stock. So not every store will. What they're probably going to do is just see how well it does, and then if it does well, the rest of the stores will get it. So you can look up a retro GameStop store locator on their website, and I put my zip code in and it says there's one 30 minutes from me, but like I put the zip code I used to live in West Virginia, and there's not one 30 miles within it. So like Fayetteville doesn't have it, Beckley doesn't have it yet, but there's one 30 minutes for me. So I thought about even going and checking it out tomorrow. I probably won't buy anything, just to see what they have, and maybe go back and buy something at a later time, but just see what they do have in stock already.
It's only going on till the day this releases, isn't it?
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
It's a new thing that they're going to do permanently at their stores.
Gotcha. That article I read said that it was only going to last till Tuesday, unless it was just select stores are going for just a weekend and into Tuesday.
Maybe. But, yeah, it's something they're going to do until, you know, that probably GameStop shuts down because they're just trying to do this. You know, they're trying to do whatever they can to keep from shutting down all of their stores because they shut down quite a few in the past few years.
Yeah, that's for sure, which it's not what it used to be now. It's pretty much just one big scam.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I haven't been in a GameStop in years. I mean, honestly, the last time I was in a GameStop, and obviously it was before I moved up here, but it's probably been like 4 years.
As I say, last time I went in a GameStop, they still had 360 games, so it wasn't even a, you know, thing to even need to have a retro store for it.
Yeah, well, if you go to one of these stores, you'll be able to see 360 games in a GameStop again.
Not really what I'm interested in.
Yeah, me either.
I would go for the SNES games.
I would too, but I think it'd be cool just for nostalgia purpose to go into a store and buy a physical GameCube game again.
Yeah, that's true.
Because, you know, that's my favorite system of all time. So just reliving that again, that'd make me happy.
Well, for sure. No doubt about it. Be able to buy an M-rated one at that.
Yeah.
No questions asked.
No. I definitely look old enough because I'm old. Not as old as you, though.
Nope, not for basically another month.
Yeah. But, all right. SpongeBob SquarePants, the Patrick Star game announcement.
At long last, the real star of SpongeBob SquarePants, obviously that's a pun,
right,
is getting a chance to shine, which that really makes no sense in that article that I copied it from, because Patrick has starred in literally most, or not, you know, the main attraction, but he has played a playable character in pretty much every SpongeBob game I've ever played.
Yeah, like, even in the Cosmic Shake, he's not a playable character, as far as I know, but he's, like, right at your side. He's, like, the Balloon Patrick or whatever the crap they did.
Yeah.
So he's still in the game.
But you got SpongeBob movie, then Battle for Bikini Bottom. You can play as him. Yeah, you play as him.
Yeah, he plays him, Sandy.
Yeah. So, like I said, and those that are bigger ones, I mean, I don't count, like, the little tiny, like, I think Colby had, like, Rise of Plankton or something weird like that. I don't think he was a playable character in that one, which he may have even been on that one.
Yeah, I've never played that one. I'm not sure. I know Revenge of the Flying Dutchman, I believe he might be. It's been a long time since I played that game, but
that's what I'm saying. He's been in every single SpongeBob game. You don't have a SpongeBob game without Patrick.
Right.
So, I mean, really, it makes no sense. Yeah, I understand he has his own little spin-off TV show now, and that's probably what it's based on.
I've never watched that.
I know it exists. I haven't watched it either.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I've never watched it. I don't know if it's any good.
But anyways, instead of trying to relive our old days in the past, the Patrick Star video game was officially revealed this week, and is coming to the Nintendo Switch, PS5, PS4, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. You might have guessed that the game's title, it's Star Patrick, you know, on his very own. Pre-orders are now available for the game ahead of October 4th release, including a special Steelbook edition for Nintendo Switch and a standard edition available on PlayStation and Xbox.
So they're actually doing something special for the Switch version.
Which one's the most kid-friendly out of all of them?
Yeah.
Who has the most consoles?
Definitely.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, but not enough companies do it.
I'll probably get it for a severe discount on PC.
Yeah, I probably will too. I don't know. Did you watch the trailer on it?
I didn't have time, no.
I didn't know if you watched it before you even knew it was a topic or not. No, sometimes you do, but
it kind of came across my feed yet.
Yeah, it looks weird. It's not your traditional SpongeBob game, which kind of to be expected, I guess, for it to just be a spinoff game. But it's kind of a hack and slash, but not a true hack and slash. I know it doesn't make any sense, but there's a lot of, it looks like a lot of destruction going on with Patrick. You're destroying a bunch of crap. Like that, it's weird.
It's like a planting game I was talking about earlier.
But yeah. It's not a mainline SpongeBob game. I'll try it out just to say, maybe say I played it. Maybe I'll end up liking it, but looking at the trailer, it's not your SpongeBob movie or Battle for Bikini Bottom gameplay. Like, I didn't think I was going to like the Cosmic Shake either, but it's your traditional SpongeBob game. It's fun to play.
Yeah.
But
it's definitely more nostalgic than anything else.
Yes. Yeah. But just looking at the trailer and this, I wasn't real impressed. But I'm also an old head and stuck in my ways, I guess, with my SpongeBob games. So,
yeah, I say we are a year older than him.
Yeah, he's 25 this year. We're 26.
Which makes no sense, but they're doing a Patrick game for his 25th anniversary.
Yeah, I figured, I mean, I was hoping that we would get a SpongeBob movie remake for the game, but, you know.
Yeah, that's a 20-year anniversary.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I figured since they done Battle for Bikini Bottom, it just would be right to do the movie, since personally I like the SpongeBob movie game better than Battle for Bikini Bottom. Not that Battle for Bikini Bottom is a bad game. I just like the movie better.
They definitely put more thought into the movie.
Yeah. Which,
the Battle for Bikini Bottom is a bigger game, but
it is.
The movie is a better game.
Yes. Which, Battle for Bikini Bottom, it came out first, right?
02, yes.
That's what I thought. So yeah, that's what I figured. They'd remake Battle for Bikini Bottom, then the movie. But, and this would be the perfect year to do it. Like you said, 25th anniversary of SpongeBob, 20th anniversary of the movie.
But I technically already remade Battle for Bikini Bottom. Rehydrated.
That's what I mean. Yeah, I meant the movie. The movie game, yeah, not the movie itself.
Yeah.
Which, if they remade the movie, I mean, I'd watch it. Don't get me wrong, I'd go to theaters and watch it again. But
oh yeah, me too.
I watched it like 3 weeks ago. Well, with Zachary, but
yeah,
I enjoyed it.
Ain't nothing like enjoying it with your kids.
Nope. Tell them I watched this 20 years ago. Makes me sound old as crap.
Yeah, mine just look at me like, huh?
Yeah. What? Yeah, Zachary's like, he didn't even pay attention. He's like, I don't give a crap. I'm watching a movie.
Right.
I don't blame him. It's a good movie. All right. We'll go on. Call of Duty series using mine and Colin's hometown or home state, West Virginia, in the latest game.
May as well be our hometown.
Yeah. Been all over the place.
I mean, yeah, the Liberty Falls map is going to be based in West Virginia, supposedly. Which, I mean, surprise, an Xbox studio is using West Virginia as a punching point to field their games, because obviously Bethesda used Fallout 76 as, you know, West Virginia-based, and then now you get a zombies map based in West Virginia, which it says Liberty Falls. It says it's based on a real town in West Virginia. It don't say which real town it's based on. So, I mean, you'll have, once you play the map or whatever, which I'm sure they do their own touches or whatever. And pretty much from the trailer, only thing you see is like fall time in West Virginia, which, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's beautiful, but
oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the only thing West Virginia has going for it.
Yeah, I mean, there's several falls all over the state. I mean, it's the mountain state. There's waterfalls everywhere. There's tons just close to where we're from. So it's hard to tell which one they're basing it off of, but definitely thought it was cool to see one of the most popular gaming franchise, or maybe the most popular gaming franchise in gaming, use West Virginia.
Which I'm sure that'll boost tourism in the state, because I believe tourism went up a little bit when Fallout 76 released too.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. And I don't know, I thought it was really cool. And just, I mean, they use fictional places in their zombies all the time. Like, I think Town was based in somewhere in Nevada, I believe. I know one of the maps from Black Ops 2 is Nevada. I think it was Town, but they use fictional places all the time. But yeah, I just never thought I'd see Call of Duty use West Virginia in their game.
Honestly, I'm surprised they haven't done it sooner, because how vast the land is and everything else for exploration, especially, which
that's true.
It's a zombies map, and I think zombies, like the Modern Warfare 3 zombies that they have this year, it's open world. I think I would probably work better on West Virginia map than what round based zombies would be.
Yeah, and but a lot of people just forget about West Virginia, which, you know, there's not much, like I said, there's not much going for it. I mean, I love it. I love the state, always will, but you'll be surprised on that. Huh?
Second poorest state in the nation. There's not much going for it.
No, definitely not. You know, thought, you know, but, all right.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely, I mean, it's cool that they're using it as a thing, and, you know, hopefully, which the beta is out now. That's a free bonus topic for you guys right now. If you got it pre-ordered, you can hop on there. But you can't even play the zombies map until October because it's not part of the beta.
It's just multiplayer.
Yeah.
But you'll be surprised on how many people don't know West Virginia is a state.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how many people down here I run into. Like, oh, yeah, where are you from initially? Like, West Virginia. Oh, I got family in Richmond. I was like, I said West Virginia, not Virginia.
Western Virginia. That's what a lot of people think is Western Virginia. Like, when I worked for Apple, like, I talked to people all over the country and then Canada, too. More people in Canada knew West Virginia was a state than people in the United States.
Yeah.
And then, like, I'd talk to people from Pennsylvania, and I'd be like, oh, they'll be like, oh, where are you from? I said, West Virginia. They're like, oh, Western Virginia. I said, no, West Virginia. And they're like, where's that at? I was like, it borders you.
It's like right underneath you, dude.
It's like,
heard of Mason-Dixon line?
They're like, we know Maryland's below us. It's like, on the western part, there's West Virginia underneath you.
Yeah. A little southwest.
Yeah. It's like, come on, people.
I don't blame them for not knowing it. I wish I didn't know it half the time.
Yeah. Oh, it'll always be my state, though. Even though I'm in Pennsylvania, it's still always miss it. But
as I said, that's still who I go for college sports.
Starting tomorrow, West Virginia will play Penn State at noon.
Football?
Yep.
I just feel like two terrible sports analysts all over again.
Yeah. Last year, Penn State whooped the crap out of West Virginia, but Penn State's also ranked 8th in the nation. So that's about let's see, Penn State, the main campus is about an hour and a half from me. But it's a West Virginia home game this year, so.
Oh, great. They get destroyed in their home field.
Yeah, probably. Like, other than that, West Virginia done really good last year, but just, you know, Penn State's ranked 8th. They beat Pitt last year. That's the main thing.
Yep.
If you're a West Virginia fan. Which I'm an hour and a half from Pittsburgh as well, so.
Shoot everywhere.
Yeah. All right. That's all talk. Well, not all the topics, but all the time we have. We appreciate you for watching or listening. Watch us live on Twitch and YouTube. Follow over our podcast socials, our Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, pretty much all of them. Buy our merch on Redbubble and TeePublic. Colin, do you have anything?
And TikTok.
And TikTok. And Discord.
Yep. That's it.
All right. We appreciate you for listening. We'll catch you in the next episode.
Later, guys.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.